Gunnar Battershock coming out in his next match here at 152 for a third-place medal. He won by a pin earlier this morning. He's got Hymus out of Battle Creek. Should be a battle here, 50-4 as a senior. Again, here's Gunnar Battershock, 152, 28-15 as a freshman.
Yeah, and this he beat Omer, the kid that knocked this kid down at one point. This could be a good match, but Hymus just eyelash away from making the finals. I know he's disappointed, but you got to hand it to him, a kid that fought back into this third and fourth place match. So one of the tougher medal matches we'll have is this one right here, but I'm sure Battle Creek's saying the same thing, that young Battershaw has been game in this tournament, and he'll have to have his game face on here. 1 minute first period against number two, Hymus. This is a 6-2 matchup. It looks like Zachary Sweet will get the victory over there over Oren Pozal of Ainsworth for his fifth place medal. And
Sweet, just,
boy, they're probably going to get in a fight after the battle, too.
Time had run out. They'd blown the whistle, and Pozal was still going out after him. And Zach Sweet will win it. Pozal not happy with the way that one turned out. But
and he shouldn't be, but he got thrown in the headlock, and that's what cost him the match. And Gunner pushing. And Hymus throws a inside carry there. Could have been trouble, but they go out of bounds here. So going to have to keep him out of our legs. I say that, but a nice single into the inside here by Hymus. But Gunner, man, he's strong in that position and fights it off. Usually, I'll bet Hymus, every time he's got that single, has got a kid taken down this year, and they're going to go out of bounds. But Gunner just bows his back, and he take that off. 20 seconds left to go in the first period. A little longer first period than we've seen. Half shot here by both guys. Gunner not coming home on the right side. He's got to get his offense going. Hymus is no joke. He's going to stay after you, stay in your zone. He wishes he was in the finals this afternoon. Two guys that certainly could have been, but 152-pound final is going to be a good one as well.
It does expire time in the first period with no score yet in this match at 152.
And we're going to defer, and that'll put Hymus on the mat. So Gunnar Battershaw will cover the left side. Right side tight-wise here in the second period of his third-place bout. Stop the first move. Doesn't get Hymus going anywhere. Try to chop an arm. Can't get anywhere here. And now Hymus to his feet. And back down again.
Good job of getting him right back to the mat. Again to his feet. Again back to the mat.
And again, really good return. And now we got the crossface. Could this be an opportunity to cradle here or ball and chain? Really good, hard work by Gunnar Battershaw on top, the freshman. Ty Hymus, you remember, had a tough tournament last year. Thought he could make the finals. Ran into Melvin Hernandez, who ultimately defeated Chase Olson in the finals. I thought he'd come back here in this campaign as a senior, 50 wins, and try to get a first state championship. And he finds himself up against Gunnar Battershaw, 0-0 tie here, and he cannot get off the mat. He keeps coming for a while. Now Gunnar's going to pull him over himself. You don't want to do that, but he's going to get away
with it.
He just gave up a leg is all.
I didn't know where that was going when he started going backwards, and I'm thinking, that doesn't turn out good sometimes.
There's only one kid that's made that look okay, and that's Jordan Kelber, and he's down the road in Lincoln right now. But 0-0, pretty good minute ride here so far. Seems like longer than that.
It seems like it's kind of drug out there a little bit.
But not really too many opportunities to turn, but several combinations tried and put on, and they're going to restart here. A whistle on another mat caused a false start here. And now
Lane,
right side tight weight.
Lane McGinley in the hole.
He'll be up, and that will be it for Valentine for this round. And Hymus now a switch attempt, but we've got his ankle. Is he going to be able to come around? He is, and that's 2 points. Short time here now for Battershaw, 40 seconds to get up. He'll want to get one for sure. Just giving the two won't hurt him. If he's able to get one, it'll be just like even an escape in the middle. It'll be his choice in the third period to go up, down, or neutral. We would almost certainly choose up unless we see something here from Hymus we don't like. And so far I'm seeing leg wrestling. And if we can't beat the legs, there's no way we better go down in the third period. But he'll have an opportunity here with 22 seconds and a restart to beat those legs and come up and get that one. 2-1 would be a lot different thing than 2-0 going into a third period. Number 2 ranked Hymas on top of number 6 ranked Battershot. Battershot to his feet here. Hymas has got to return him, and he'll be called through stalling. And he will be called. He will be called.
No, oh. I called potentially dangerous. He had the leg wrapped and then put the other leg in.
Boy. Yeah. 11 seconds here. Got to come up again. They'll call him this time if he does the same thing. And if we see Hymas not able to stick a leg in here, now he's going to ride the right side. Battershot will probably come up. Crab right here. He's thrown in a cradle. 1-2. He's going to score him 2 points at least. And it's going to be a 3, so he's going to go down 5-0. Just came up the wrong way on a stand-up. Hymas slaps the cradle on, and it'll be 5-0, third period. And I don't know what they're going to want to do now. They'll either be both up. No, he must only got 2, so a separate swipe.
Yeah,
that might matter in the end.
They got 4-0 up there right now. So apparently, I thought it was going to be a 3 count on that second adjustment.
That's too bad. Hymas able to stop him from coming up and getting that one or the stalling call, and then on the second restart there, able to throw him to his back, and 4-0 now. Hymas with a good double leg now. Doesn't get it done. And another shot around the left side. Going to get bring Gunner's face to the mat here. He'll get another 2, and he does. So 6-0 in favor of Hymas.
About 40 left.
Low scoring first part of this match. Hymas has opened it up now. He's got a wing on the right side. Like to see young Battershot keep this to a regular decision. This is the kind of guy you're going to have to beat next year if you want to be standing on Saturday. And here come the back points again. Hymas is really, really high, but he's good. Just like Chris Williams here, strapped his leg across there, getting back points. It's going to be at least 9-0. Plenty of time here for Hymas. This is a tough position to be for Battershot. I don't know. Yep, and he gets the pin. And so that was a tough position to be in for both guys, but just able to do it. And got to hand it to senior Hymas. Really tough tournament for him, not the way he wanted in it. But got taken away for Gunner Battershot, just a freshman out here at 152 pounds. And he'll come home with the 152-pound fourth place medal. And that's quite an accomplishment. A guy rated 6th all year
for a freshman at that midweight. A darn good season there for Gunner Battershot, who's going to finish 28-16 with a 4th place medal here in the state tournament. Obviously, a little disappointed in how that one turned out with the pin at the end, but good showing down here at the state tournament for that young Badger, who has an opportunity to be a 4-time state medalist for the Valentine Badger. So another key part of the future of the Badger wrestling program. Lane McGinley is going to be coming up in here in just a bit. He is on deck, it looks like, right now for mat number 6. So he'll be just a few minutes away. We'll turn it back to the studios, get a little thing done there, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more state wrestling coverage here on KVSH and KVSH.com.